This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. India's total coronavirus caseload is rising and nearing 20 million, in stark contrast to falling numbers and gradual signs of normal life in the U.S. and Europe. Wealthier parts of the world have been able to use quick vaccination programs to help keep new infections down. The World Health Organization said Monday the global COVID-19 crisis cannot be resolved unless richer nations step up and fund recovery efforts. India has seen 8 million more cases since the end of March, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi under growing pressure to act to reverse the surge. Hospitals are overwhelmed and face shortages of medicines and oxygen. Meanwhile, Europe is looking at easing travel restrictions on foreign tourists as early as next month if they are fully vaccinated or come from a country with COVID under control. Americans are among those eyeing possible European vacations this summer, with more than 100 million in the U.S. now fully vaccinated. Florida on Monday became the latest state to lift its coronavirus restrictions, citing the effectiveness and availability of vaccines. U.S. health officials are likely to expand use of the Pfizer shot to everyone 12 and older by next week, according to media reports. It would come just a month after the company found its vaccine was safe and effective in 12 to 15-year-olds, having already been authorized for use in ages 16 and older in the U.S. and most of the world, but it's not available in hard-hit India. Pfizer said on Monday it has told the Indian government there is no concern over the safety of its COVID-19 vaccine, as the country insists on small local trials. Foreign vaccines not made or produced in India are required to go through lengthy clinical trials. This is VOA News. Britain will on Tuesday seek to get agreement on decisive actions from G7 partners to protect democracies against global threats like those posed by China and Russia. Britain's foreign minister said in a statement he will lead talks among the group of seven wealthy nations on threats to democracy, freedoms, and human rights. In addition to the G7 members, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States, Britain has also invited ministers from Australia, India, South Africa, and South Korea this week. Their first face-to-face meeting in 2 years will also cover the coup in Myanmar. The UK foreign minister says they will be urging stronger action against the military junta in the form of expanded sanctions, support for arms embargoes, and more humanitarian assistance. Protesters in Colombia are calling for a new mass rally this week after 19 people died and more than 800 were hurt in clashes during 5 days of demonstrations against proposed government tax reform. Police say more than 400 arrests have been made, with the military deployed in some cities. The president withdrew the proposal over the weekend, trying to calm the unrest, but that hasn't stopped protests, with dozens blocking roads in the capital of Bogota on Monday. Critics say the bill would make Colombia poorer amid the coronavirus pandemic, and an umbrella group known as the National Strike Committee called for new demonstrations on Wednesday. U.S. President Joe Biden says the United States will allow more than four times as many refugees this year after criticism for keeping the refugee limit at a historically low level. President Biden said Monday more than 62,000 would be allowed, reversing himself just 2 weeks after his administration announced it would keep former President Donald Trump's level of 15,000. Biden says the low number did not reflect America's values as a nation that welcomes and supports refugees. Officials had cited concerns about growing numbers at the U.S. southern border with Mexico, but the refugee program is a different program from the asylum system for migrants. President Biden says they'd like to see this year's number double in 2022 to allow for 125,000 refugees. And the Democratic Republic of Congo's presidency on Monday ordered military and police officers to take over civil authorities in two regions that have been declared under a state of siege. Two eastern provinces, where dozens of armed groups operate, were declared under siege just days ago. The president used a televised address Monday to announce the governments of the provinces will be replaced by offices of the armed forces of the DRC or the national police. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.